Julie, what do you think?
So it's important that we study this, and I'm not ready to treat a clearly HER2 negative patient yet. Where I'm starting to get all the calls is now that the ASCO CAP guideline has come out and come up with this indeterminate zone with a real patient that I saw this past week, 2+ by IHC, and the FISH is 2.1, and the number of copies of the HER2 gene per cell is 9.3.
Antonio?
Falls clearly right in that indeterminate zone.
I think the terminology that the ASCO and the CAP panel use is actually equivocal.
Equivocal.
And part of that is an attempt to force further characterization of these specimens. And so that if you have a specimen with a low FISH or a FISH around 2, that you're going to have immunohistochemistry and vice versa. What the documents do say very explicitly is that these patients were actually eligible for the adjuvant trials. So at this point, the guideline does not say that these patients should not be offered trastuzumab. So I think we have, because the data are the data that we have from the prospective studies, patients with a FISH ratio of 2 and above were patients who were HC 3+ were eligible for the trials. And what we have now are the retrospective subset analysis trying to identify specific subsets. For a patient like this, I think it would be appropriate to offer trastuzumab based on the original eligibility criteria for these studies.
And I agree, but actually the PATH report says it's equivocal, and the community doctors are really calling multiple times per week about this because it's not clearly HER2 positive. Will insurance cover up? These are the questions that are coming out.
What about using this bar of what the entry criteria was for the trial? Does that work?
That is exactly what the guideline says very explicitly, that these patients were eligible for the studies. The guidelines cannot be used by anybody as a support to deny trastuzumab to these patients.
Does that work for you, Julie?
It does work for me. I think that there's a problem in that all of these labs are not adding all of that language when they give the report, and the oncologist is reading it as being equivocal. I actually think the report is well written, but the oncologists aren't going back to the report